This is from The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien. The horrible sounds of Smaug's anger were echoing in the stony hollows far above. At any moment he might come blazing down, or fly whirling round, and find them there, near the perilous cliff's edge, hauling madly on the ropes. Up came Bofur, and still all was safe. Up came Bomber, puffing and blowing while the ropes creaked, and still all was safe. Up came some tools and bundles of stores, and then danger was upon them. A whirring noise was heard, and a red light touched the points of standing rocks. The dragon came. They had barely time to fly back to the tunnel, pulling and dragging in their bundles, when Smaug came hurtling from the north, licking the mountainsides with flame, beating his great wings with a noise like a roaring wind. His hot breath shriveled the grass before the door and drove in through the crack they had left and scorched them as they lay hid. Flickering fires leaped up and black rock shadows danced. Then darkness fell and he passed again. The ponies screamed with terror, bursting their ropes and galloped wildly off. The dragon swooped and turned to pursue them and was gone. This is from Dracula by Bram Stoker. Lucy Westenra's Diary. 17 September. 4 days and nights of peace. I am getting so strong again that I hardly know myself. It is as if I had passed through some long nightmare and had just awakened to see the beautiful sunshine and feel the fresh air of the morning around me. I have a dim half-remembrance of long anxious times of waiting and fearing, darkness in which there was not even the pain of hope to make present distress more poignant, and then long spells of oblivion and the rising back to life as a diver coming up through a great press of water. Since, however, Dr. Van Helsing has been with me, all this bad dreaming seems to have passed away. The noises that used to frighten me out of my wits, the flapping against the windows, the distant voices which seemed so close to me, the harsh sounds that came from I know not where and commanded me to do I know not what, have all ceased. I go to bed now without any fear of sleep. I do not even try to keep awake.
This is from The Everyday Life of Abraham Lincoln by Francis F. Brown. Abraham Lincoln's career as a lawyer covered a period of a quarter of a century, beginning about 1834 or 35, and ending with his election to the presidency in November 1860. When he began his professional life, he was an obscure and unpromising youth of 25, with but little learning and fewer accomplishments, and without advantages of social influence or wealthy friends. Step by step, with patient industry and unflinching determination, he climbed the ladder of professional advancement until he stood among the foremost lawyers of the West. He had indeed won a national reputation, and when he laid aside his law books, a mature man of 50, it was to enter upon the great honors and responsibilities of the presidency of the American Republic. Lincoln was devoted to his profession, and his success in it was earned by hard and constant application. But his natural taste for politics led him to take a full share in the activities of political life.